There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. If you like to carry a gun with a light on it and you want to carry it inside the waistband, now they have an inside the waistband holster for you. The Incog Shadow. Go check that out at tacticalholsters.com. From time to time, you know, I have experience with guns and running and training with guns and everything, but whenever I do those things, normally I seek out an instructor. Whether I was in the, you know, when I was in the military, I didn't seek them out. I was just sort of thrown at it. But as a civilian, you know, I go and I look for good instructors. And some are better than others. There's some out there that actually are cerebral about it. And at the same time, they bring the physical technique. And this is the most dangerous kind of operator to deal with. Somebody can think while they kill you. And my next guest is one of those guys. Joining me again, I think he's on the road, and I think he's on the road riding around, but if we lose him, we'll handle it. But we're joined again from Sage Dynamics and wherever he is on the road by Aaron Cowan. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good to be here.
Are you coming back from festivities, or did you go and train people to kill people?
I am currently in the process of setting up a vehicle defense class this weekend here in Atlanta, and I am actually in a convoy of sorts right now, getting all the cars we're going to use to the range.
Now, are you going to be shooting up cars in some of those?
Oh, yes, sir. We're going to be shooting out of them, and then later, at the end of the day, we're going to do a couple hours of a ballistic lab so people can actually see what on the vehicle is really covered, what is deflection, and what is simply concealment.
Yeah, I'm sure that's quite the eye-opener for the people that get the class, and they think hiding behind a car is a good idea until they see those rounds actually coming out the other side and hitting on downrange.
The funny thing about it is there's actually more points to cover on a car than most people believe. And then, of course, there's a lot of points of deflection. And as long as deflection is reliable, deflection equals concealment and cover.
Right.
But it's one of those things, you know, it used to be like, oh, just the engine block, the axles, the rims, the cover. Well, that may have been true 60 years ago. In modern vehicles, there are some other points of cover that you can use.
Yeah, I'm sure in the reinforced areas of the doors and everything. But isn't all of that going to be dependent on how big are the areas of cover that you can hide behind? Or is it more dependent on the luck that it actually hits that area of cover?
Well, there are certain points of the vehicle that you can safely steal yourself behind that will stop an actual up to a ridiculous amount of incoming gunfire. And there are areas that most people don't even think about, but most vehicles, especially with DOT standards, they're designed to handle rollovers. Well, any part of the body that's reinforced to handle the weight of the vehicle sitting on it when it's inverted is actually really good at stopping incoming fire. And I'm not just talking about handguns, I'm talking about rifles as well.
That should be an interesting class. Plus, will you be teaching how to fight from within the vehicle, getting out, egress?
That's the main focus of the class. If I was going to do a ballistic class, it would really have to be a two-day class. You could go over everything. So it's going to be fighting from inside the vehicle, fighting threats inside of the vehicle, and then pretty much just a familiarization with the vehicle ballistics. I'm a layman compared to some of the other experts out there like Will Petty, but I know enough to teach people good things when it comes to ballistics on the body.
Now, for the common concealed carrier, there would be a lot of value in taking that class, wouldn't it? Because carjackings occur in the car. They're sitting in the car, so.
Yeah, you spend just as much time in your car, most people, as you do your wake showers, anyway, in your home. So, and it's one of those places that we feel the most comfortable, which means it's one of the places we're the most complacent. So if you do get attacked in your vehicle, you're going to be behind the power curve. And that's one of the reasons learning how to fight through the vehicle, out of the vehicle, is a good thing. I run this class by fire, and I also do it as a simulation class.
When you're, if you're in the vehicle and something starts unfolding in front of you, do you need to be moving inside the vehicle as you're trying to get into a posture to fire back, right?
Well,
you don't need to be sitting there going, hey, hang on.
And it's situation dependent. My primary concern is people escape when they can. If you have means and the vehicle is still mobile, there's no reason to stick around unless the situation forces you to.
Right.
But most of the focus on the vehicle defense class, we're working under the training assumption, that you cannot escape, at least immediately, and the vehicle is somehow immobile, be it blocked in traffic, blocked off, you know, maybe you're cut off by in a road rage situation, maybe you've been back to the corner, maybe you're in a parking lot, like, whatever the situation may be, if you can drive the vehicle, then drive the vehicle, unless there's a reason you have to deal with the threat first.
Okay, here's another question for you. When you're doing this kind of driving and everything, when you're making these kind of considerations, when you pull up, like, to a stoplight or something, you need to be mindful of everything around you, don't you, in order to execute some of that stuff.
Yeah,
you need to have some space front and back.
Yes, sir. You want to have at least half a car length in front of you, and the reason I say half is because if you leave an entire car length in front of you, someone is likely to pull into it. So then you've just negated what you tried to give yourself some advantage. And obviously we have no control over the space behind our vehicle. Usually.
Right.
People are going to get right on your ass, and that's unfortunate, but that's just the nature of our impatient society when it comes to traffic. And then there's some special considerations depending on which kind of road you're on. Obviously you're more likely to have a situation on a surface street than you are the intersection. So your standard two-lane roads, if there's a suicide lane, you might want to ride in the left lane. If there's no suicide lane, there's strip malls and everything like that on the right side of the road, you may want to stay in the right lane. And then obviously, you know, when you come to a stop, you know, keep your phone to a minimum and pay attention to your mirrors and you know, just be aware.
That's really the biggest thing, though, isn't it?
As far as the
loss of awareness is due to the mobile phone, isn't it?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Technology taking us down. That's a class I wouldn't mind taking. Now, do you actually offer any of that high speed driving along with that? Is that something you're qualified to teach, or have people qualified to teach?
It's something I'm looking at. The problem with that is getting the cars, getting the right kind of vehicles, which isn't that big of a deal. I mean, they sell them, or you can outfit them yourself. But then I want to keep it affordable to the student.
That's going to be a tough one, isn't it?
That is my main goal. Like this vehicle defense class I'm doing, it's an 8-hour class, and it came out to $300, which is a little higher than one of my normal live fire classes. But that's got to be, you know, that exists because I have to offset the cost of the vehicle. And anybody who tries to go out and find a usable car that they can use for a vehicle class is going to find out pretty soon that they're not that cheap. They're not expensive by any means.
Right.
Because all I require is four opening doors and all the windows and tires to get back. Other than that, I don't care what the car looks like. But the cost can get up there. So for an actual moving vehicle class, I'm working on it. But I'm trying to find a way to make it to offset the cost enough that it's still affordable for the student.
Yeah, the whole... Well, you know, they used to teach that in Germany to the drivers for the generals, and they were driving around in Ares K cars, and they would train them to drive that style of driving in an Ares K car. So I guess it can be done. I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
Oh, it's definitely doable. And my personal advice to anyone is use a vehicle that's as boat-like as possible, and then just know the limitations. If you can handle, like, say, a Crown Victoria or maybe an old Cadillac or something like that, in offensive, defensive driving, you should have no problem handling a modern vehicle that has a little bit better control, less oversteer, less understeer, a little bit more.
Hang on for me. Here we go. First break. We'll be right back. My guest from Sage Dynamics, Aaron Cowan, on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Q. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Americans honor their war dead every year on Memorial Day, the last Monday in May of each year, with a special remembrance and celebration, with flowers on the graves of our fallen heroes. Guns80.com is offering a very special price on an AR-15 kit with an aluminum lower and two 30-round magazines for only $450 for Memorial Day. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80. Go now.
Are you suffering from EEP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EEP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. The Scorpion line is well worth the price of admission all by itself, and that coupled with the new Shadow that they've got coming out, the Incog inside the waistband holster, all this other stuff. This is just the tip of the iceberg of where they're going. They already have three generations of equipment there available to you, all of it top-notch, all of it lifetime warranted. Only twice have they had to actually exercise that, according to them, which I have no doubt that is probably true. But in any event, check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Sage Dynamics is the studious, cerebral, utterly upper body heavy Aaron Cowan from Sage Dynamics. I say that because I look at you as a stereotypical, if somebody had to put together a prototype of what they didn't want to face, it'd probably look like you.
Yeah, I guess I just have a different image of myself because I'm 6 foot, but people always assume I'm taller. I don't know where they're getting that. But then I see guys all the time, they're way taller than me. I'm like, man, I must be small.
Well, it's that, you know, it's the total package, Aaron. It has nothing to do with the height alone. I mean, prototype.
Yes,
I didn't, you know, a prototype has a lot of different ingredients and everything else. But let's talk about that, the prototype part of it. As a instructor, you know, one of the things I've been talking about a lot, you and I have talked about this before, is what are you carrying? If you're carrying a gun, what kind of gun are you carrying, and why are you carrying it? What do you think about how many people show up to your classes with a mouse gun?
You know, it's funny. I see one or two a class. And training is kind of artificial in the way that, like, you're going to fire more rounds through your EDC in a class than you probably ever will in a self-defense situation. Self-defense can take anywhere from zero to, you know, 15, 16, 30 rounds. You want to carry as much ammo as you can as long as it fits your lifestyle. But I still, you know, I've seen a couple of Glock 43s so far. I see the single stack XDS, I think it's the XDS, every now and then. But for the most part, predominantly, it's Glock 19. That's the most common gun I see.
Well, now, that's the gun everybody says is the best gun to carry.
It's my personal pick for everyday carry. When I can't, I prefer to carry a 7, but it doesn't always feel. So the lowest I'll go is a 26, but I'm carrying my 19 right now. I have an agency field edition Glock 19. And I carry it inside the waistband with a Surefire light, and I run an RMR on it. And my spare magazine is always a 70+3, so I got a 20-round spare.
And do you have a happy stick to go along with that? I always carry a happy stick with me.
Oh, what?
You know, the 33-round extended magazine. I call it a happy stick.
Yeah, I have one. But you know, it prints pretty bad.
Well, that's when you carry it in there.
Yeah,
that's if you carry it in. I got you. I understand.
Okay.
So, I guess the big thing for students to try to assimilate in their heads is if they're going to carry it, that's what they need to train with exclusively,
yes,
right?
That's my personal advice to anyone. I was talking to a guy recently who he would carry 4 or 5 different guns on his person, depending on, I guess, his mood, really. And he had a double action, single action, and then he had a 1911, and then he had a Walther, and then he had a Glock. And I'm like, why are you carrying all these different operating systems? Like, pick one. You know, yeah, I don't care what you pick as long as you pick one, because the last, like, whatever you're most proficient with is the training you're going to fall to under stress more often than not. So you don't want to be carrying that single action only 1911 where you got to sweep that safety when, you know, you spend more time on your Glock.
Let me ask you a question. I've got this thing going on in my head for some stupid reason. For some stupid reason, I want to do this. And I want to do this, I guess, primarily because I carried one as long as I did.
Yeah.
In the units I was in, even though I was not considered combat arms, I was always in combat arms units. So I spent the preponderance of my time in the military in the field. So I was constantly training. I was constantly doing something. And early on, I became a 60 gunner, so I had to have a 1911 as the backup gun, I guess. For popping out of the armored personnel carrier.
Mm-hmm.
But then I continued to carry it after I made E5. I would not give that up. So I had a secondary, even though it was in the old leather cavalry type shoulder holster and everything else.
Yeah.
I have a hankering to find a good 1911 that will chamber hollow points, and that be my carry gun. Now, what is Everybody heard the audible sigh.
Well, I do have an opinion. It is a professional opinion based on...
Give me the professional opinion.
It's being 9-11. My personal opinion on the 9-11, my professional opinion on the 9-11 is it's great 9-11 technology. Guns have advanced, technology has advanced, things have gotten more reliable. So it comes down to personal preference. That's what you want to carry. That's fine. I completely respect that. But as long as someone does it intelligently, the 1911 is a single-stack weapon. The most you're going to get in an actual flush or maybe a little bump magazine is 8 rounds. Now, they make 10- and 15-round magazines for them, but, you know, they're a little cumbersome.
Yes.
Perfectly reasonable. So if someone was going to choose to carry a 1911 as their everyday carry, then I can respect that as long as it's a quality, reliable gun, and they've vetted it. They've gone out there, they've put a lot of rounds through to make sure it functions as it should, because 1911 can be a little finicky. And then I just, you know, I have to implore them to carry 2 spare magazines. Have enough ammo.
Yeah. Well, I mean, right now, you know what I'm carrying is I'm carrying some variation on the Glock 9mm platform. And that you probably are wondering why I'm deciding to ruin that obviously good setup.
Well, self-defense is self-defense.
Right.
As long as you're carrying something and you're doing it in an educated and not an emotional fashion,
right.
I can't say anything. But I've had this conversation recently. In fact, I filmed a video on it with people just jumping on the single-stack 9mm because they're so convenient to conceal. And my question then was like, okay, well, what were you carrying before? And the answer is usually 19 or MSP9 or SP9, something in the compact double-stack family. And I'm like, so why did you go to a 43? Like, well, it feels better. Now, my question is always, well, did you have trouble concealing the double-stack compact? And usually the answer is, well, not really. You know, every now and then I'd be worried about fretting, but for the most part, it was fine. I didn't notice it. So I'm like, so why would you go to a platform that has less ammunition available to it just based on convenience alone? If it's occupation or lifestyle or you want a gun for the gym or you want a gun for one of those non-permissive, quote-unquote, environments, like, you know, you got to wear a tuxedo or a suit or something, I get that. You know, that's, you should own something for those situations. That's not everyday life. Most of them.
Right.
So I just implore people to make an intelligent, informed decision when they decide to go to a lower ammunition gun.
Yeah, that, you know, I'm not a big fan of the single stack 9mm. I've had a couple of M&P shields. I always get rid of them because I've given up. I can hide the 26, and I put plus two base plates on it. I got a full grip.
Yep, yep.
2 rounds extra, 12 rounds. That's not bad. Hang on for me. We'll be right back talking to Aaron Cowan in the Instructor's Corner on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by TacticalHolsters.com, G-code. This is the only kind of holster I run. There's a reason for that. Check them out, TacticalHolsters.com. Talking to Aaron Cowan, Sage Dynamics, just because I like to, get instructors' opinions and everything. Get shot down from time to time. I don't mind that very much. Speaking of holsters, though, Aaron, when you carry a gun... Do you ever carry a gun without it being in a holster? Do you ever carry it? The new thing with these pocket pistols, you know, is to hide it in a pocket. Now, some of these pants pockets that are out there now, who is it? TruSpec. TruSpec makes pant pockets that have cargo pockets that have magazine holders sewed inside that would actually work as a holster and keep the gun in place.
Yeah.
Are you always running a holster when you're carrying a gun?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's nothing wrong with this product that, occupation demands it. So if you're working law enforcement, that's your backup gun. I don't always see an issue with that, but it's not something I would depend on because it's not something I can transfer from clothing. You're pretty much married to that particular style of dress. And as hard as some of these companies try, their gear still looks actual. My personal rule is, one article of quote-unquote tactical clothing at a time. So if I'm wearing five on the pants, I'm just going to throw on a T-shirt and a pair of Chuck Taylor pants. I try to stay as soft as I can in appearance unless, I'm running a law enforcement class or something like that where it makes sense to wear all the kit. I don't really see a problem with it as long as it's an actual holster. I definitely don't want you out there stuffing your gun in a sock.
Here's a question for you. Now I like Kydex.
Mm-hmm.
I like Kydex. However, I don't like those Kydex pancake holsters because they seem like a Kydex is not as thick. So when I'm carrying a holster, if I'm going to carry in that form factor, most of the time it's going to be leather.
Yes, sir.
Versus Kydex. But with leather, like I've got one gun that I got the other day. I just wanted it. I've been carrying it. SIG 229.
Uh-huh.
Not necessarily what you would. I'm very familiar with the weapon system before you ask me that. Why are you going from Glock to that, Bill? I have carried them in the past. So I'm very familiar with the weapon system. It's not something that I would have to learn on the job. But the problem is with the leather holsters out there designed for that gun, there's a gigantic break-in period with those things, except if you try to go to Kydex, if you try to go to Kydex that is not a pancake style, that's going to print.
So I'm
forced to either choose between something that is going to holster and reholster quick and efficiently versus something that won't print that I may not be able to draw out of. What is the medium? Where's the medium ground on this?
Well, the thing with leather is if there isn't a break-in period on leather, it's probably not a quality-made holster, and it's probably not real leather. I use Wild Bill's Concealment exclusively. I have had other leather holsters in the past, but I know Bill. He makes a really, really good holster, and he's been in the business for, since before the Internet was even a thing. And he makes a holster. He'll tell you, he'll be the first person to tell you that if there's a break-in period. And for leather holsters, the best time to break them in is when, house carry. Like, just wear it around the house a couple hours a day or, whatever you're able to build in that leather confidence, get the holster to mold on the gun, and get used to your body frame. But then once, you're comfortable with the break-in period, then go out and carry it and pump. The last thing you want to do is be carrying a brand new quality made leather holster without breaking it in first.
I'm being told I've been hanging out with somebody too much. Now, with the leather holster, do you prefer the thumb break or open top?
If it's inside the waistband or it's concealed in general, I prefer an open top because concealment is a level of retention.
Right.
But if I'm going to run open carry for any reason whatsoever, I'm always going to use at least a level 2 holster. I don't care for thumb breaks, but if I have to use one, I will. I think Safarland, they make a couple really good leather holsters. Actually, they're hybrid design.
I'm trying to figure out. I've always been they're not a sponsor or anything, but Galco has always been my brand of choice just because they seem to work. And their break-in is quick enough. But I'll have to check out Wild Bill. What was that called again?
Wild Bill's Concealment.
Wild Bill's Concealment. Are you, I hear things happening in the phone line. Are you moving about still? Just so I know. Are you still there? That's not a good... Did we lose him? Sage Dynamics, you can find them at sagedynamics.org. And Aaron is built like a little small linebacker, and at the same time, he is a shooter. He has all the technique that you'd expect. He's very well. He and Eric Utrecht and some of these other guys I'm constantly tapping into. These are the new breed. This is the new generation coming up. They're a little younger than some of the rock stars that are out there, but I don't think going to one of their classes, going to MDFI, going to Sage Dynamics, I don't think you're settling for anything. As a matter of fact, you may be getting the best instruction you can possibly have, and that's why I constantly get with them. And if we get him back, I'm going to talk about this new project he's got coming up, because Aaron has a new gun coming out that is a collaboration between him and Primary Weapons Systems, and that would be interesting to talk about, because he's had a lot of people throw guns at him and say, "Aaron, let's have a signature gun from you," and he hasn't done that yet. So the fact that he's decided to go with Primary Weapon Systems intrigues me a little bit. But we're trying to get him back right now. While we try to do this, let's just take up a topic, shall we? In Colorado right now, we've talked about, and we're going to have he's lost signal, we're still trying to call him, that we're going to have Chris Knox from the Firearms Coalition come and talk about what's going on between the advocates in Colorado. But currently, even though that law has not been repealed, and I'm talking about the magazine capacity law, even though that law hasn't been reappealed repealed or adjusted, nobody's paying attention to it anyway. Now, this is where the governor and the Senate, when it was controlled by the Democrats, caved into the Obama administration, and they passed an unenforceable law. Anywhere in Colorado, you can go to Colorado, in Colorado right now, and go buy a 30-round magazine off of an unrestricted display on store shelves. You can ask the clerk about the law, and he will probably indicate to you that it is universally and contemptuously ignored and that nobody cares. When it was first signed, they kept on selling the normal capacity magazines disassembled, and then the purchaser would subsequently put the parts back together and went on his merry way. This is a stupid intelligence insulting law. I mean, changing magazines at 15 is no more difficult than changing them at 30. This is one of these things where, you know, when you look at this, we'll just move on. Let's just move on. He lost it, and that's fine. Don't try no more. We will circle back and get him another day. Considering what I've already talked about, considering the fact that we have basically been set at each other's throats, it makes perfectly good sense where they would try to get all these other things where, let's pass this law, even though we know it's not going to make any difference here on crime. It has nothing to do with crime. They don't want you to have guns, and they don't want you to have capability. And that's the big thing. That's the big thing. Tolstoy. He said, I sit on a man's back, choking him and making him carry me, and yet assure myself and others that I am sorry for him and wish to ease his lot by all possible means, except by getting off of his back. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Scorpion Line, Incog, DP3, go check them out. Everything, all state-of-the-art. Everything, all lifetime warranty. TacticalHolsters.com. I have this shortcoming. And my shortcoming is this. One, I like coffee. Two, I like to drink coffee somewhere else besides my house. That's the shortcoming. I got plenty of coffee at home. I could sit here and drink it and be just fine. But I like to get out. Now, I do have this thing for Starbucks coffee. However, the thing that is getting on my nerves about Starbucks is when I go in there, I'm sitting in a line forever. So I've been looking for another coffee shop to go to. It doesn't have to be a big chain or anything else. And I found this place in downtown Greenville called Joe's. Joe's Place. It's a bookstore, used bookstore, old vintage copies of books in the bookstore. And they have a coffee shop, too. Now, this isn't a story about coffee now. This has a punchline. Stay with me. So we're in there, and we decided to order the coffee. And we order the coffee, and there's a gentleman there, British. Since I'm half British, I want to know everything I can about him and everything. Turns out he's a child author, writes books for children. And he's in the process of coming to the United States, and he asks me what I do, and I tell him what I do. And then now this strikes up this thing about, turns out this guy has gone and gotten his concealed carry permit and carries a gun straight from the British Isles. He's come over to the United States. And the resulting conversation we had was really, I've never thought of it this way. Okay? Now, he is, like I said, he's from Britain. From England, the United Kingdom, whatever you want to call it. And in Britain, the United Kingdom, England, until very recently, the big thing that has been in place has been this class system where you have the aristocracy and everybody else. And the everybody else's don't have the same privileges as the aristocracy. One of the privileges that the aristocracy enjoyed for a very long time was the possession of firearms. And Mike is his name. Mike was his name. Very, very, very charming fellow. Very learned fellow. And obviously a thinker, because I never thought of this in this light. He said that the issue about guns and the difference between England and America is that in America, this was his opinion, I concur. His opinion was that in America, when the founders were putting the United States together, putting together the Constitution, they wanted to facilitate a way to where there was no class system, to where the common man was as powerful and as privileged as the people that actually run the country, the government. And that was the whole thing about gun ownership, was because gun ownership is a delimiter, if you will, whereby if you own guns, you're not considered a lower class. You're actually considered free. You're actually considered equal. And I thought about that as he was explaining it to me. It was very well thought out. Mike, I had to tip my hat to him, even though I don't wear them, because he obviously had done his homework. And the more I thought about that, the more I liked the idea of what he had laid out and what he said. And then when I thought about what I was going to talk about in the beginning here, how the liberals are always out there saying, well, we've got to do this, and in order to make this happen, you've got to give something up. Nobody tells somebody else that they've got to give something up unless they feel that they are superior to that person. Unless they feel like they're telling that person, I'm superior to you, I'm actually in charge of you, and I can decide what you can and can't do. Which completely runs afoul of this whole class, anti-class system that the United States is supposed to be. This is not some imperial system where, you know, this is straight out of, you know, in Japan, in feudal Japan, when you have the samurai class. The non-samurai were not allowed to have weapons or as such. This is where all these, you know, weapons like a nunchuck or a bow staff or a tonfa or a sickle, those were all farm impediments. Those were all farm tools. They were not weapons. They weren't designed, all right, this will look good in Bruce Lee's hands, won't it? Yeah, let's go. The nunchuck was designed to separate rice from the stalk. That's what it was for. It wasn't to beat people senseless. So that's why I, you know, the whole liberal dynamic is aimed at telling you what to do. It's all aimed at telling you what you can have, what you can think, what you can drink. Right now they're trying to stomp out the First Amendment. Anything said against Barack Obama is racist, therefore it cannot be had. The First Amendment was put in place to protect the offensive sayings, because the offensive sayings should be allowed out there. In a true nation of reasoning people, the offensive sayings would be simply, you know, that would not be a big deal, because words, it's like the little nursery rhyme, the words cannot hurt you. Not really. If you let words, I mean, I certainly wouldn't do what I do if words hurt me. I get just as, for everybody out there that likes me, there's plenty of you that don't. I've been called some quite foul things before, and it doesn't bother me. They're cloaking themselves in the anonymity of the internet when they do that. And that's fine. They can do that all they like. Because I took an oath to protect their right to say that kind of junk. I may disagree with it. I may not like it. But at the end of the day, I stepped in place to protect that. And all of us should be doing that. All of us should be doing that. Just like we should be doing everything we have to do in order to remain a armed, peaceful people. That's the key. Being armed means we can take the choice of being peaceful. And then when something happens, like it does in Garland, or when, you know, like it happens 2,000 to 6,000 times a day, where good people use guns to defend themselves, black and white and Asian and Hispanic and Armenian and European and from old country, the new country, Samoan, I mean, name it. The American melting pot. People in the American melting pot sit around and defend themselves with guns on an average daily basis 2,000 to 6,000 times a day. When that happens, that's a good thing. It's a very good thing because somebody doesn't get hurt. They prevent a crime. This is going to continue to drive down crime. And before long, it'll be much like it is in Baltimore, in New York, in all of these gun-free zones, in New Jersey, which is one big gun-free zone. That's where the crime is going to concentrate itself. This is why they get out there and talk about, well, you know, all the crime guns, they come from different places. That's because you don't sell any there. New York, that's because you don't have a gun shop in New York. Of course, they're coming from outside of New York City. Don't get out there and try to, your attempts at confusion are falling on deaf ears. As more and more information gets disseminated, we continue to win the argument at the end of the day. But make no mistake about it. Make no mistake about it. If they can push, I published a video, it's ridiculous. Obama's up there telling the Coast Guard that climate change is the biggest threat to national security, and this is shown by a talk show in Egypt where they are literally laughing at him, saying, how on earth is he crazy? Is he trying to take down the United States? And one retired Egyptian general says, yes, he is. That's exactly what he's trying to do. The rest of the world laughs at him. And enough people in this country love him enough to have elected him twice, while the rest of the world laughs at him. And what's left is just me and you trying to remain vigilant, trying to stay in front of everything. It's going to be an effort for the rest of our lives. That's cool. I don't have a lot going on anyway. Oh, gosh. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be joined by Edwin and Michelle from Texas Law Shield. We're going to talk about what's been going on in Texas. We'll talk about Garland. We'll talk about this flood. That's all tomorrow. Between now and then, we're going to do this in about 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.